From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we're going to think about what we will do if you're away from work and you are just enjoying yourself or have a little bit more headspace. What would you do with it? Is that a good idea, Nigel? Do you think it's worth us chewing that over for a couple of minutes?
I do, because not enough people take advantage of those little moments in their life. They just pass by. And if you're conscious of it, you're conscious that, hey, I've got a little space here. I've got a 2 weeks where there's not a huge amount of pressure at work, or I'm not traveling for 2 weeks. Use the time wisely. So, Martin, you inspire people. What are you going to do with your amazing amount of leisure time that will be pouring out in August for you?
I've had my week off.
Yeah.
So August stretches out ahead of me. And one day I'll have the whole of August off, but I haven't quite managed to get to that point. But so far, there are a couple of things that I do that I find quite useful. And one of those is to take myself out of work mode altogether. So, I do a lot of reading in my work, and a lot of it is what I would call work-based stuff, and I love it. However, it is really useful and important for me to read outside of my work stuff, because it takes me somewhere else. And I think this is really important. So I'm trying, and I'm being fairly successful at reading at least a book a month. Now, that doesn't sound much, but for me, that's quite a lot, because my time is filled doing other things and reading other things. So one thing is definitely take yourself out of your work headspace by reading something that takes you somewhere else. Fiction is just really works for me in that sense. And the second thing is, the idea of having some reflective time, and how you get that, I would assume, is very much related on how you like to spend your spare time, what your routines are like. I mean, I do quite a bit of running, and I find that quite a useful time to be outside in the countryside and actually just thinking about what's going on. But also, there's something to be said, and I feel this, about changing the pace. So actually slowing down somehow. So obviously running doesn't do that. But other ways of just spending time, slowing down your rhythm. And weirdly, this summer, I have been doing a lot of painting and decorating. And that has really slowed stuff down. So I feel like I've been reflecting quite a lot this summer on work, family, life, where I'm at in my life, all these kinds of things, which I don't, spend enough time thinking about. And I've been doing that whilst painting ceilings and walls.
Good. So, tell me a novel you're reading that other people might want to read.
Right. So I've just finished a book called Room.
Room.
And I've forgotten the author's name. And that's quite an extraordinary book. And I've just started a book called Milkman. And again, that's already brilliantly written books. Very, very different. I'm just enjoying being where those authors have taken me. And it's a million miles away from my work. There are a couple of things that I do. And how about you?
Well, I'm in Australia, so we don't get summer, but I do get time to pause. And I try not to fill everything. Emily Donoghue, by the way, wrote Room. Emily Donoghue, yeah. Anyone's interested. I try not to fill up my days with just rushing around in a panic like I do most of the time, although I have got quite a lot on during this period. But so it is deliberately set up as my reflection time, but it's also critically my writing time. So that I've got a target of 20,000 words to deliver before I get back to the UK. Not for anybody, but for myself and for my sanity. And I find that even though people will think, that's crazy, that's really hard work, it is that actual time that I spend reflecting, writing, gathering my thoughts, feels like an enormous luxury and a pleasure, not a burden. And I come out of it really refreshed. Because I've got new ideas, new direction, And I convinced myself that I might actually know something. Not very much, might actually know something. And that's incredibly important for me. And I start reading again. My wife has been going on and on about the fact that I've stopped reading novels. So I'm reading at the moment Ian McEwan's Machines Like Us, which is actually about AI, but it's a fascinating book. It's a really fascinating book. And McEwan, you know, I've read virtually all his novels. He's an intriguing and slightly black, bleak novelist, but his stuff is fantastic. And that's a really challenging book, set in the past, but really reflecting the near future. That's a clever conceit. And it's a world where Alan Turing never died. So Alan Turing is the hero of AI now. He's an old man, but he's revered as this genius. And the other book that I'm reading, which I'm really loving, is something called Super Minds, which is basically debunking, again, it's kind of AI-ish, but it's debunking the idea that computers and humans compete with each other, and saying that it's all nonsense, that the power, the super mind, is actually not individuals or not computers, but groups of people collaborating using computers. That's the power of the future. And it's a very optimistic book, you know, pointing to a really amazing future where we will be able to do things that we can't do now much, much faster. So both of those books, they're not directly involved in anything that I'm doing, apart from just living and thinking. But both of them have been challenging. And I feel like I've got permission to read a novel. And often I don't feel I've got permission. As soon as I pick up another thing, oh, I've got to do those emails, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. I think that's a tip for everybody. Give yourself permission. Just sit down for half an hour. And I do that. I usually set myself half an hour. And often I read for a lot longer. But if you give yourself that little window of permission, it turns into something quite important. So that my psychological summer break is quite vital in a way for my sanity. And I'm really glad that I no longer think that I can just go on and on and on like a machine. I really can't. And that this summer/winter break is what, you know, re-galvanizes, re-energizes me for the rest of the year.
Brilliant. So I like that. What's your psychological summer break?
Yes,
I think that's that. Everyone think about that and answers on a postcard. So Nigel, enjoy the rest of your winter/summer, and we'll speak soon.
We will indeed, Martin. It's always a pleasure. From scratch.